Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, I want to make kind of a more serious video, and the topic of today's discussion is "You're Nobody Until a Simp Kills You." Now, because of the title, I'm going to leave some things out, but I know someone that's living with a dangerous simp, and I fear that she's going to die by his hands sooner or later. So I'll just make this really quick. I'm going to not say names and stuff, but I know someone that is with a dangerous simp. So dangerous, kicks in doors, you know, from what I've heard. Kicks in doors, he does all this illegal stuff, sells drugs. He has like 7 kids and doesn't work, refuses to work, so he doesn't have to pay child support. Lives in the ghetto, sells drugs, wants to be a rapper at like 35 years old. He has no friends. He's been evicted like 5 times. Anyway, whatever. So this girl that I know, like I've been to her house and stuff. This is a while ago. She cheated on the simp with his best friend. And the simp took her back, you know, but he tried to kill, supposedly tried to kill the guy that, you know, she cheated on him with. And, you know, it was a dangerous time. Of course, this is all hearsay, so I have no concrete evidence of this. This is all from what I've heard. Well, about 4 years ago, I began to have these nightmares of the simp killing the girl that I'm talking about. And it just kept reoccurring. It kept reoccurring. And it would be the intervals of 3 days. And this went on for like years. So I knew her when she was like 20 or something, 20, 21, because I'm about 11 years older than her. So I knew her at like 21, something like that. I don't know. And I pulled her aside, and I pulled her aside, turned off our phones, drove, you know, and I talked to her, and I said to her face, "Look, I am having nightmares, reoccurring nightmares about this simp killing you, just beating you to death out of rage. And you need to get away from him." And she started crying, you know. She was crying in my arms and stuff. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, whatever. But she knows he's dangerous. But she stays with him. Why? Because she has like 5 kids by this guy. He has like 3 baby mamas and all that stuff. It's bad. They don't know each other. It's bad. He beats on all of them, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I had another dream about her just like this past week, about her like having a drug problem and stuff, about her doing coke and doing amateur porn, which she does, and she fell to OnlyFans and all that stuff. And I don't know. I wonder about her. And I stopped talking to her for a while because she was just constantly asking me for money, and I was like, look, I don't have it. Then she would just get mad. And I'm like, that's on you. But I was worried about her. And she could never take care of her kids. She just was bouncing from place to place. She lost custody of all of her kids. She's still in her 20s. Went to rehab, was an alcoholic. Yeah, it's bad. So, the topic of this, or the moral of the story, is if you are with a dangerous simp, someone that's willing to stalk you and beat you and choke you out in front of the kids, and the kids are imitating that type of behavior, because that's what I've heard, and the kids are saying, they have like a 2-year-old, and the little 2-year-old says like things like, "I hate you, and I wish you would die, or I'm going to kill you." Like, I've heard I've heard other people say that that's what he's saying. It's tragic. And one of these days, because I know where she lives at, and I don't see anything, but I know there's something going on, but I don't have any evidence. It's all hearsay. It's all this person said this or this person said that. One of these days, she's not going to make it. And I did a lot for her, tried to get her out, tried to, you know, give her links to a homeless shelter. She refuses. She's called the cops. She won't press charges. It's one of those situations. The cops have been over there like 10, 15 times. They know who she is. But when something does happen, I'm going to be so hurt. I'm going to be so hurt. So, yeah, I guess she's like, her family don't know much about her. Her family gave up on her. Her friends, she has no friends. All she has is a bunch of kids. I gave up on her because I tried to help her and it didn't work. I guess she's going to be nobody until this simp kills her. And I don't like saying that. And I hope it doesn't happen. But it probably will. Okay, bye guys.